would there be consequences if the Hainesboro Police Department stopped responding to calls outside the town site? According to several residents, not much would change. But following the loss of an Alaska State Trooper position earlier this year, assembly members are still struggling to figure out what level of service to provide.
I'm not in favor of expanding the services out there.
That's Mosquito Lake resident Dana Hallett.
Primarily because I don't understand how my life out there would be enhanced through that.
Hallett was one of several community members who spoke out against police service expansion at a meeting of the Assembly's Government Affairs and Services Committee. Dave Paul also opposed it.
I've been on the road for 36 years, and I don't see the need at all. I see everybody that goes by my house. That's why I have a sore neck. And in 36 years, I've seen the great emergency medical folks out there a couple times. Like I say, we really appreciate it. I've never seen cops. It just doesn't seem to be a need.
Borough Manager Deborah Schnabel pushed back on the idea that there isn't a need for police service outside the town site.
People are people, and we behave in certain ways. And yes, there are calls from outside the town site service area.
Earlier this year, Haines lost its only blue shirt trooper. He patrolled out the highway, Lutac, and Mud Bay roads. Since then, the municipality has been trying to figure out how to continue to provide police service outside the town site without that officer. There is still a Haines-based wildlife trooper. He can respond to calls previously covered by the blue shirt officer, but is not always available. Since the trooper post was eliminated, the local police department has been responding to calls outside the town site, even though they don't have to. Chief Heath Scott calls it an unfunded requirement.
The situation is off balance right now. And I would say to most of the people in the room, the reason that it doesn't appear to be a situation is because we are managing it. If we stopped responding to calls for service, we would not be managing the situation.
The Assembly is considering whether to expand the police service area beyond the town site. That would cover communities out Mud Bay and Lutac Road and the Haines Highway. Paul Rogers is a Mosquito Lake resident who's retired from a career in law enforcement. He said the Assembly needs to hit pause.
I think you need to take a step back as a borough, as an Assembly. And I think you need to allow some time for you to decide if you have a problem or not, and to decide what the facts are about the problem.
That idea was appealing to some committee members who think there isn't enough information to make a decision right now. It came down to two factors, needs and costs. Here's Tresham Gregg.
If the police continue to go on all of these calls, then there is going to be no real reason for the people in the service area to vote for it. So we really have to stop the police from going there so that the crisis will be real or not.
Heather Lendy asked what the consequences could be of putting off a decision.
What happens if we wait a year? What happens if we wait and see? What happens if we do as our attorney says and we just say the Haines town site police aren't going to be responding to calls? There's a brown shirt trooper. There's that can go if there's something. And we'll see.
And Police Chief Scott cautioned against waiting until there's a crisis to make a decision.
As long as I've been a police officer, I've really hated it when we've legislated, you know, where we've written legislation in blood based on a mistake because we didn't look at something correctly. And I just would like to avoid that situation.
The Assembly's direction is still unclear. But by the end of the meeting, the committee was leaning toward maintaining the status quo while more information is gathered. That means the local police will continue to respond to emergency calls outside of their jurisdiction. In Haines, I'm Abby Collins.